Being great isn't about perfection. It is about connection. And if you're going to connect to people, you as a soul, as a child of God, must be willing to admit and accept mistakes you've made and be remorseful about it. Not fake apologies, true apologies. Doubling down, even when you know what you are doing is not right. It's what we call foolish pride. And that doesn't cut the mustard in the presence of God. God herself, his humility. So anything that comes forth from God must reflect that in order to be in that harmony with the divine. Let's see what the scripture says about accepting mistakes. In the book of Romans 8:38, you are not defined by your mistakes. You are defined by God. He loves you no matter what. If we understand that, then why can't we acknowledge when we make mistakes? Because we're not defined by it. I'm sure God expects that we will make mistakes. You cannot come to this world and not make mistakes. And we do mess up. That's a given. But if we acknowledge that and accept it and feel remorseful, and we go to God and say, Lord, Dad, Mom, you know I blew this big time. And I'm sorry. I did something. You were even telling me, but I wouldn't listen. When you are genuine, like they say, you are not defined by your mistake. God welcomes you back. Remember the story of the prodigal son? Took his inheritance, went and blew it. And then like, oh, maybe I should. And then what did the father do? Still welcomes, you know. Didn't say, well, why are you coming here? You got it, so move on. And this is where this song came from, to let us know that we are forgiven. If we can honestly acknowledge our mistakes. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glory in heart rejoice and tell his raptures all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Why would Jesus wash your mess away if you don't accept an, you know, tender apology? And we know some of our leaders, not just in this country, all over, that they double down. They don't want to acknowledge they made mistakes. A whole tribe could make mistakes. A whole nation could make mistakes. Let's go back to the scriptures. Accepting mistakes requires humility and accountability, followed by grace and growth. And this is what the Bible says. Whoever conceals his transgressions, your mess up, your sins, will not prosper. But he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. That's in the book of Proverbs. And what is it God wants of us? God wants us to really blossom, to flourish. The reason we can't prosper because it becomes a huge liability. You know, when they say guilty conscience. Not because God won't forgive us, but because we know what we've done. It's like the hard drive on your computer. If you put too much junk on it and you don't delete it, well, it's not gonna work smoothly. It's the same thing. If we confess a boo-boo, he is faithful and just to forgive us a boo-boo and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is in John 1:9. And that's what we call forgiveness and grace. Grace over guilt. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That's the Philippians. God doesn't want us to start carrying that load. See, forgetting what is behind. Because we can't. When the load is too heavy, we can't pay attention to the present. We won't even see what the goodness universe is offering us. So instead of beating yourself up about, accept you've made mistakes. Give it to the one who can forgive you, who can transform. And then move on and celebrate. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. And we know they have a different version of, I'm going to look for it on YouTube, how they sing the Oh, happy day. Yeah. Because why did they say so happy day? When Christ, representing God, has helped you, taking away all that because you've confessed, he's taking it away. So it's time for you now to rejoice. He tells me to watch and pray. Pray that you'll be given the strength to overcome any mistakes and not to repeat the same mistake. Watch and pray. Because when we mess up, we tend to wonder what God would think of us. God already said what God would do. No matter what you have done, who you have disappointed or hurt, Christ, God, is eager to forgive you. Not only that, but he wants to help you live out your purpose in life. That's why they said, the one who will double down instead of accepting their mistakes, they can prosper. Because it blocks their purpose. That foolish pride makes us even more prideful. And then we think we are better than the person we've hurt. We think we are better, we are above the law. And let us pay attention to those who have done that. Something always happens. And then people say, oh. And then someone will say, well, he deserves what he gets. You think Saddam Hussein watched and prayed? You think all those tyrants, what's the one they just killed that ran off to Russia, Assad? You think they are not aware that they are oppressing people, they are killing people, that because of them, people's lives are made, you know, into serious hardship? It's like they said, prevention is better than cure. Don't kill and murder anyone. But people who have done it, and they say, if you do, it stays on your conscience. You see it everywhere. Because the vibration, that's another soul. You all came from the same thing. But if you do it once, and you try, you don't watch and pray, you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again, it becomes a habit. And the heaviness, it piles on. Even those who are in the armed forces, our brothers and sisters who are in the Air Force, Army, Navy, and all of that, some of them talk about their experiences. Taking a life is not an easy thing. And some police officers, they will tell you about that too. But those who consciously, after they've done that evil, they continue to do that, perpetrating that. People might think they are prospering. No, they are not. Don't let the outside deceive you. Because what goes around comes around. Where is Saddam Hussein today? Where is Assad today? Where is Gaddafi? You name them and all the other people across the world. And we have to remember this. The Bible is full of people who majorly messed up. But there's a distinction. Even when they messed up big time, well, glory and honor be to God. God still helped them to do amazing things in life. Remember David, the first songwriter and the first singer? Because, well, the book of Psalms is about song of, you know. Remember, he took someone's wife and had the husband killed. And yet, God favored him, because that's where Psalm 51 came. Have mercy on me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. He owned his mistakes. He regretted. He went in there. And God said, okay. Without David, there will be no Israel today. That's why you see the Star of David is their logo. We won't be talking about Solomon. Remember Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived? Because the fruit of the mistake David made, God made sure that thing didn't live. But God forgave David because he meant it. Go and read Psalm 51, you see. He really, you know, there's a hook there. You know, this is serious. This person meant it. Remember Moses? From where Baba Moses and others roll out. The one God used to tell, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. We remember he murdered an Egyptian, didn't he? And yet God used it. Remember Noah, the ark? He got drunk. Things happened. Go and read all these things. Remember Paul? In the gospel now, that, well, we know he went after those apostles and then he became one of them. Arrested Christians and had them killed. So if you and I think we've messed up beyond repair, well, it's because you've not owned up and offered it to God, acknowledge. Because God can still do incredible things with you. When we own up, then we prosper. But those who double down on their mistakes, well, are people talking about them today? No. In the book of Proverbs 19:20, listen to advice and accept discipline. And at the end, you be counted among the wise. Proverbs 19 and 20. I remember when I was growing up and I was hedged from my father, I said, well, I can let you just have your way. After all, it's your life. But because of the love I have for you, that's why I have to show you your errors. So he says, a person or a child that anyone loves, that the parents love, that is who the parents will discipline. The ones they don't care about. I mean, we've known people, maybe we don't really know them. When they do things, we just roll our eyes like, phew. But if it's someone we know, it's like, don't do that, it might lead you to, because that's how people get addicted. I'm sure when the parents initially find out their love and say, oh, I don't think you should do that because. So it's a good thing to own our own mistake if we want to prosper. And I can go on quoting and reading stories, but it's there. God is a loving God. God is willing to overlook that, clean us up like he cleaned up David, Moses, and the rest of them, and make us prosper. Stop carrying that load. Come to the front and offer the boo-boo you've made to God. I'm going to end with that song. Give me a minute here. Let us allow Jesus to wash away all our people. We give thanks to God for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen. Amen.